Dana Braja Jana Ranjana Hariba Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Yoyo Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Acharya Shtavatara Shadastri Srimad His Divine Grace is Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Ananta Kodi Vaishnavanda Ki Jaya Namachar Shtahadas Thakur Ki Jaya Prem Sikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavanda Ki Jaya Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopina Shyam Kun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Jaya Vrindavan Dham Ki Jaya Mayapur Dham Ki Jaya Ganga Mai Jamuna Mai Ki Jaya Bhakti Devi Tulasi Maharani Ki Jaya Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Gaur Premanande All Gaurishita Sambandhi Hodis All Gaurishita Sambandhi Hodis Sri Gauram. Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om
भगवते वासुदेवाय
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4th, Chapter 24, Text Number 59. Please repeat.
Naya shachittam bahirartha vibhramam tamo guhayam cha vishuddhamavishat Bhakti Yoga Anugrahita Manjasa Munir Vichashte Nanu Tatrate Gatim Naya Shachittam Bahirartha Vibhramam Tamo Guhayam cha Vishuddhamavisha Yad Bhakti Yoga Anugrahita Manjasa Munir Vichashte Nanu Tatrate Gatim
thoughtful, which has stayed, sees. Nanu, however. Tatra, there. Te, your. Gatim, activities. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The devotees whose heart has been completely cleansed by the process of devotional service and who is favored by Bhakti Devi does not become bewildered by the external energy, which is just like a dark well. Being completely cleansed of all material contamination in this way, a devotee is able to understand very happily your name, fame, form, activities, etc. This is chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva. It's a Rudra Geet, a song of this God, Shiva. We have a Bhagavad Gita and this Rudra Gita or Rudra Geet. Shorter one here. That one is longer one. 18 chapters. Shiva speaking. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam purport. 325-25 Satam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha Joshanat ashvapavarga vartmani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishati. Simply by association of pure devotees, one can understand the transcendental name, fame, quality and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has repeatedly said, Sadhu Sang, Sadhu Sang, Sadhu Sang, Sarva Shastra Koi. Repeatedly said, three times already. In one breath, he said, thrice. Sadhu sang, sadhu sang. Well, twice again. Sarva shastra koi. Lava matra sadhu sange sarva siddhi hoi. This is Chaitanya, C.C. Madhya 22:54. Simply by associating with a pure devotee, one becomes wonderfully advanced in Krishna consciousness. Sadhu sang or association with a devotee means always engaging in Krishna consciousness by chanting Hare Krishna mantra and by acting for Krishna. So sadhusang doesn't end just being in close proximity or being with the sadhus physically. That is only the beginning, as it sounds here. Our association continues beyond getting together and then departing, going here, there. They say chant Hare Krishna. And they are together, they say chant Hare Krishna. Then one has to keep chanting Hare Krishna. Then that association continues, it is extended. Not that while they say chant Hare Krishna, or bodhayantaha parasparam, as they do, as devotees do. Lord Krishna is very proudly talking about his devotees. What my devotees do, మచ్చిత్తః మదగత ప్రాణః బోధయంతః పరస్పరం. దే ఆల్వేస్ రిమైండ్ ఈచ్ అదర్. Their conversation, their samvad is about me, or reminders about me. So, wow. So when they get together, they are reminding, and then when we are, wherever we are, after that get together, that association continues if we keep chanting and whatever reminders they had given us. Do this, don't do this. Prabhupada said, Narad Muni said, one keeps hearing, reflecting, contemplating, association still continues beyond the class or beyond the get together, beyond the Ishta Gostis. Okay. Specifically, chanting Hare Krishna mantra purifies one. And this chanting is therefore recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Cheto darpana marjanam. By chanting names of Krishna, the mirror of the heart is cleansed, and devotee loses interest in everything external. Dambha, darpa, you heard those words, darpa? Huh? What is that meaning? False ego. So, darpan is mirror. As you look into the mirror, what does that do? It increases your false ego. Darpan is meant for, darpan, the mirror is meant for extending, enhancing, solidifying your dharpa, dharparna, the word, the name of the mirror in Sanskrit, dharpan, but that one that increases your false ego, solidifies your bodily concept. Cheto dharpana marjanam. However, this darpan that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking about is different kind of darpan. This is Chaitana's darpan. Cheto darpana. Consciousness. Mirror of the consciousness. And of course, we should be stopping looking at the other mirror. When we stop looking at it, that's why devotees, they use the mirror, but their mirror is so tiny. They do not want to look at their body. They want to look at only tilak, so they move tilak up and down. And if they look at their own body, then there will be competition. Oh, I'm not less beautiful. Comparing with others' beauty, and of course, conditioned soul is envious of the Lord and is envious of the beauty of the Lord also. Lord has blooming lotus eyes, reaching karna paryantam. Gauranga Mahaprabhu's eyes reaching his ears, karna paryantam, blooming. Krishna's eyes also blooming, Radha's eyes are also blooming, wide open. They say, because Krishna wants to look at Radharani, so So little opening is not enough. So he keeps opening his eyes to drink the beauty of Radha. So his eyes are, they get opened more and more. And then there's a competition. Radha opens her eyes and to drink all that Sundar, Shama Sundar. So as they open their eyes, they get opened up to the ears. Karna Paryantam. So when we look, or maybe ladies look at the mirror, they want to extend their eyes also reaching the ears. At least by using the brush or try to open the, and that way as a your darpa, your false ego, your yashatma buddhi punap yashatma buddhi punapetri dhatuki atma buddhi, I am this body. So devotee in fact stops looking at the other mirror or his own image into the other mirror. So when that mirror is out and the remaining mirror is mirror of the chetana, mirror of the consciousness, and he would like to look at his self, his own self and Supreme Self and everything and his relationship with the Supreme Lord, everything to be seen into that mirror of the consciousness. But of course that has to be cleansed. So as one throws away this other mirror, stops looking at and appreciating one's own beauty, then it is only possible to look into the other mirror deep within, and that gets the cleansing happens of the other mirror of the consciousness, as one minimizes his bodily concept, darpa, the false ego. Cheto darpana marjanam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's recommendation. Cheto darpanam. By chanting names of Krishna, the mirror of heart is cleansed and the devotee loses interest in everything external and he becomes free from false ego. I mean external. Bahirartha manina. As Prahlad Maharaj also, Bahirartha Manina. Bahirartha. Artha. Artha means, Artha means something meaningful, or economic development is certainly meaningful. Artha. So, Bahirartha. Everything is meaningful, that is, all that is external is meaningful. Bahirartha manina. This is Prahlad Maharaj talking to his father. They just only think everything else is so very important. All that is bahi, all that is out there is meaningful, useful. So they try to. So here, Bahirartha Vibhramam, Chittam, consciousness disturbed by this Bahirartha Vibhram, bewilderment of the Bahirartha, external. So devotee loses interest in everything external as one chants Hare Krishna. I mean, just yesterday Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meeting Rupa Goswami and Anupam in Prayag. And their humility, no ego, zero ego in them. Vallabhacharya comes to meet Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But prior to that, of course, these two brothers had met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu holding the Dante Trinadhari. Dante Trinadhari. They had taken a straw in between their teeth. Literally, there was straw in between their teeth, which is an example of all humility. All humility, straw in between their teeth, and earlier Mahaprabhu was there. There were big crowds there in Prayag, and Jamuna and Ganga were not flooding. Was not time of the flood. Sometimes it's a flood, but that was not a time of the flood. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was flooding that confluence, Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati confluence region with love of Godhead, and so many people assembled and they were drowning in that ocean of love of Godhead. Large crowds, so Rupa and Anupam from a they stayed at distance. Finally, when they found Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by himself, they go near and they are praising the Lord. They stand, and this is the first time they offered that prayer. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishenamaha, they offer. They praise and offer obeisances. They stand up, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And obeisances. They stand up with their hands folded, bodies trembling, fall down into the dust, again stand up and hands folded and bodies trembling and tears gliding down the cheeks, and went on and on and on. So that was one scene. Later on, this Vallabhacharya had come to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, invite him to his home. So that time Rupa and Anupam, they were sitting at some distance. So after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vallabhacharya had time for themselves talking together, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here is Rupa and here is Anupam, and they always chant the holy name, is always dancing on their tongues. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was introducing, this was introduction of Rupa and Anupam. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced these two brothers to Vallabhacharya, immediately again they offered their obeisances. Now it must be to Vallabhacharya, because he's being introduced to Vallabhacharya. And by hearing the glories of this Rupa and Anupam, Vallabhacharya, he got up and he was trying to go nearer to where Anupam and Rupa were sitting. But then Anupam and Rupa, they got up and they started running away. Said, no, don't touch us, don't come and touch us. We are this and we are that. It was just, I just read this You may say, no big deal, just a small item, but I was amazed and I was kind of laughing, looking at my, comparing my humility with Rupa Goswami and Anupam. I mean, there's whole Cheto Darpana of consciousness purified, and they are concerned. We are lowly and we are untouchable, aspraśya. Oh no, don't come near us, please stay at the safer distance. No, no, no. So association of such devotees is useful, purifying or one's consciousness. When one is influenced by the external energy of the Lord, his heart is impure. When one's heart is not pure, he cannot see how things are related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Idam hi vishvam bhagavan ivetaraha. Bhagavatam 1:5:20. He whose heart is purified can see that the whole cosmic manifestation is but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whole cosmic manifestation is Supreme Personality of Godhead. You see the sun, and I was hearing Prabhupada's lecture. Someone was reading to me the teachings of Lord Kapil Dev. Prabhupada, why do the people complain that they have not seen God? Do not they see the sun shine? And if they did see sunshine, they have seen God. Prabha asmi shashi suryayo. Krishna. Prabha asmi, I am the light. Prabha asmi, I am. Shashi, that is moon. Shashi is a hair. Shashi means hair like person you see or they say deer, some say hair, rabbit. So shashi, that is rabbit. That's called Shashi Suryayo. So those who are seeing the sunshine, they have seen the Lord. That's the Lord, it's Lord's manifestation. Rasau Hamapsu Kaunteya. Well, that's another time in Bombay, Srila Prabhupada, during Bhagavatam class, he had a glass of water next to him. He was making the same point. The test in the water is myself. So Srila Prabhupada picked up his glass of water. He took a little sip. He was testing. If you could only remember, that test in the water is me. Every time you drink the water, you remember that is Krishna. You have experienced Krishna as Krishna consciousness. Just drinking water, while drinking, you the devotee makes the connection. Well, there's nothing. There is nothing. There are only three things in the world: the Lord and Lord's external energy, and the jiva, chit, achit, and jiva. Chit, all the spiritual kingdom, and the Lord and his forms and his pastimes and his names, all this is chit. Achit is his external energy, all material external manifestation. And third entity is the living entity. There are only three things in this world. 1, 2, 3, not so many. Only three things. Chit, achit, and jiva. So, So this bahir vibhramam chittam, this is because the external energy, the achit, has entered him, his consciousness, his heart, his mind, his intelligence, ideas to get out, get rid, kick this out. What causes vibhrama, bewilderment, and then just be with that chit, with that internal potency and source of all that is Supreme Lord and His pastimes. So the living entity and the chit. Therefore, by satsang or association of the devotees, one becomes perfectly pure in the heart. So Srila Prabhupada is making that conclusion, one conclusion, started with satam prasanga mama virya samvido. Mama virya, Kapil Dev said. Satam prasangat. When the devotees get together, satam prasanga, some special occasion, satam prasangat, mama virya. And when they get together, what happens? Mama virya samvido. I become the topic of the talk or the discussion. Mama virya. How powerful I am, how beautiful I am, how this I am, how that I am. Samvido, that's what they talk about. And Ritkarna Rasayana Katha. And that, all that Mama Virya Samvido becomes Rasayan, the nectar. And that nectar purifies. That nectar purifies. So the saintly person is giving association of Krishna, in fact. He stays out of it. And he just presents Krishna. Here is Krishna. And he talks about Krishna. It's called satsang. Association with sat. Satchidananda or Om Tat Sat. So Krishna is Sat Satyam. Satyam Param Dhimahi. I meditate on that Satyam. His name is not mentioned. I meditate upon Satyam. Satyam Param Dhimahi. When the demigods were offering prayers to the Lord, who was still in the womb of Devaki, they start their prayers called Garbhastuti. You are three satyam, satyasya satyam, satyam shagvihyam. They only say, you are the truth, you are the source of the truth, you are nothing but the truth, you are truth. So many satyam, 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 the whole verse, maybe about 7-8 times, Satyam, 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 you are Satyam. So that's from the satsang, in association of devotees, that Sat, the truth, the Lord is presented, made available. One who is a pure in heart is never attracted by the external energy. Why should one be attracted? He is purified, pure in heart, never attracted by the external energy, which urges the individual soul to try to dominate material nature. So as the heart is purified, oh, time is running, we haven't even finished purport, and today's appearance, they have Sita Devi, and Janava Mata, and who is the other one? Madhu Pandit. Okay, we'll finish the complete the purport here then. The pure heart of the devotee is never disturbed when he executes the devotional service in the form of hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. In all, there are 9 processes one can follow in execution of devotional service. In any case, a pure-hearted devotee is never disturbed. The bhakti yoga process must be carried out by avoiding 10 offenses one can commit while chanting the Maha Mantra and the 64 offenses one can commit while worshipping the deities. So that is also part of the instruction. Chant Hare Krishna. That's one part. The other part is avoiding offenses. Chant Hare Krishna. Do not commit offenses. So chant Hare Krishna, that's not sufficient, that's not enough, that's not... With that goes, there's a tag attached. This is not less important. It is as important or even more important than chant Hare Krishna. How do you chant Hare Krishna? Chant Hare Krishna, how do you chant Hare Krishna? Distribute books, but how do you distribute books? Vidhi and Nished, that completes the instruction. Shastras are full of Vidhi and Nished. Do's and don'ts. Do this, don't do this. The instruction is not complete unless you also get to hear. Don't do this. Do this, don't do this. Aparadha shunya huya laho Krishna na. So only chanting is not enough unless the other instruction is also followed. Avoiding 10 offenses, chant Hare Krishna. Avoiding so many offenses, worship the deities. When a devotee strictly follows the rules and regulations, Bhakti Devi becomes very much satisfied with him. And at that time, he is never disturbed by anything external. A devotee is also called a muni. The word muni means thoughtful. A devotee is as thoughtful as a non-devotee is. Non-devotee is speculative. The non-devotee speculation is impure, but the devotee's thoughts are pure. Lord Kapil and Shukdev Goswami are also called Muni, and Vyasadeva is addressed as Mahamuni. A devotee is addressed as Muni or thoughtful when he purely understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conclusion is that when one's heart is purified by the association of devotees and by the avoidance of the offenses committed when chanting and worshipping the Lord, the transcendental name, form and activities of the Lord are revealed by the Lord. End of the purport. Today is Naomi. Yes? Sita Naomi. There's Ram Naomi and there's also Sita Naomi. There is Radha, there's a Krishnastami and there is also Radhastami. What a coincidence, or what an arrangement, what a connection. On the same day, Ashtami, Krishna appears on Ashtami, Radha appears the following Ashtami, Ram appears on Naomi, Sita appears also on Naomi. A month has passed. Oh, well. And as Radha appeared, amazing appearance of Radharani. She was found in a blooming lotus floating in Jamuna, and Vrishabhanu was attracted and goes near and finds, oh, this is a child within that lotus, and that was Radharani. Or something similar with Sita Devi also, the Janak, as he was plowing the fields, his plow got stuck, and he stopped and he did a little digging and found maybe some other details. He found that the baby was there in some container, something. And that was Sita. That is how Sita on this day made her appearance. From Bhumi she has appeared. She was brought home, and that was his daughter Sita. And and Ram comes to Janakpur. Vishwamitra says, could you show these boys, Lakshman and Ram are very anxious to see that special bow that you have. It was very heavy. It took 300 people just to put it from one place to another, just lifting. So when Ram was looking, okay, here it is. When Ram was looking at that bow, Ram held and lifted and was trying to string the bow. It broke into pieces, making a big sound and like a earthquake. Everyone around there fell on the ground except few, Janak and Vishwamitra, Ram, Lakshman, everyone else fell. Then comes Sita. She was waiting. This was Swayamvar. She could be married to someone, only that one, powerful one, who could lift this bow and string the bow. Lifting is one thing, but stringing the bow, yes, you need to be extra powerful. So Ram did that, and then Swayam, the marriage took place, and Sita and Ram were united. They come to Ayodhya, and Sita had to go to the forest. She preferred going to the forest with Ram. And well, it takes nine days, at least takes 9 days to talk of all Sita Ram Katha, the pastimes of Sita Ram. We don't even have 9 minutes. Then Sita was told, Bhiksham Dehi, that Ravan the rascal comes. Still Sita and Sita. Ram and Lakshman are looking for Sita. Where is Sita? Where is Sita? And searching and searching, they go to Pampa Sarovar, which is Karnataka, and the Rishyamukh Parvat on the top of that, Sugriv residing along with Hanuman and Ram and Lakshman. What happened? I had to stop? Huh? Online. Who is online here? Huh? Oh, is it? Was it? I was thinking, it's not here, so I'm not online. I was thinking. Anyway, I'm not time ready for questions. What can I? Yeah, okay, we'll just save. I always go wrong with my time. Miscalculate my time. So finally Ram and Lakshman were on the top of that mountain where Sugriv used to reside, and knowing that Ram was looking for his consort, wife Sita. So Sugriv said, "Hey, here, here! Well, some time ago we saw a lady, someone was dragging her in the southern direction. She was crying and wailing, 'Ram, Ram,' and she threw something down here." So he handed that little cloth, the ornaments were in there. Said, "Here it is, what this lady threw down on the top of this hill. Maybe this has some connection with your Sita that you are looking for. Maybe this is your Sita's ornaments." And as Ram heard and finally was touching that some ornaments wrapped in the cloth, see, Ram was overwhelmed with emotions. And he was struggling to untie the cloth to look at those ornaments. But by the time he did so, his eyes were full of tears and he could not even recognize those ornaments. And hey, Lakshman, come, come. As Lakshman comes, and he held one ornament from that bunch of ornaments. "Could this be Sita's?" And Lakshman says, "Oh, these are earrings." "Na janami kundale." This is from Ramayana. "Na janami." I can't tell. I never looked at the earrings of Sita. Okay, and what about this?" He was dangling another ornament. This was the armlet of Bajuband. I can't say. I never looked at her armlets. "Oh, what about this?" "Ah, for sure, these are the anklets of Sita. Every time I offered Padabhivandana, whenever I offered my obeisances or looked at her feet, these ornaments, I was seeing every day, yes, yes, they are Sita's." Lakshman is a brahmachari, also guru. Lakshman, Balaram, Nityananda, they are all guru. This is all guru tattva. Setting example and exemplary. Brahmacharis worship Lakshman for brahmacharya. So that's a better brahmachari. So it was confirmed that she was taken. That was Sita, and she was taken in that direction. And then search continues, and everyone, lots, in all 10 directions, messengers, Hanuman had gone. Hanuman had found Sita finally. And he says, oh, you know who I was. Let's go. Hanuman says, let's go. How? I said, you just climb on my shoulders. No. I cannot touch. Other man, other than my husband, I cannot touch. And it is a heroic thing to do for my husband to come personally and rescue me or battle with this rascal, Ravan, and ego with a message. And tell whereabouts of me. So Hanuman had gone back giving the news. Yes, I found Sita. And Ram was so pleased with Hanuman, immediately embraced Hanuman. Oh, well done, Hanuman, well done. Well, I'm not in Ayodhya, otherwise I could have given you this gift, that gift, so many gifts, so many rewards, but I am in the forest, I have nothing to offer you. Could you please accept my embrace only? Oh, why not? And Hanuman went for the embrace. Only embrace was... So that's Sita Maharani ki. Today is also appearance of Janava Mata, that Lakshman appears as Balaram Ohoil Mithai, then he appears as Nityanand Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had instructed, you go preach in Bengal and also get married. Two instructions, go preach in Bengal. And so there is a village called Shaligram, I don't know whereabouts, shouldn't be far from. So there lived one Suryadas Sarkel, a devotee. He was also a very favorite devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had 5 brothers and 2 daughters. The 2 daughters were Vasudha and this Janava. He had 2 daughters. And as daughters were growing in age, the parents are in anxiety. Oh, what about the marriage? Oh, the marriageable age daughter, this is marriage. So he was thinking and thinking, oh, who, when would accept my daughters in marriage? So one day, as this Suryadas, Gauridas Pandit was also one of his brothers, this Suryadas Sarkel. As he was slept one night and he saw a dream, and in the dream he saw his 2 daughters who were Vasudha and Janava. He saw them in their previous incarnation from Krishna's time or Balaram's time. He saw them as Varuni and Revati. And he saw them getting married to Nityanand Prabhu. And the marriage took place in the dream. And as he got up, he was overjoyed He saw this as the future. He had seen marriage take. He saw this as the future. Then he spoke to others, to his friend and his